This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We've got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, there is a salmonella outbreak now in 26 states. 26 states, half the country, linked to raw turkey. Well, not half the country in terms of numbers, but still, that's half of the states. Raw turkey. And we haven't talked about McDonald's for a while, right, since we heard about that salad. Foodborne illness issue of cyclospora. Now 160 people have gotten sick. So we're going to talk about why these foodborne illnesses are on the rise. There's an emergency room policy that one of the biggest insurers has, right, in terms of what they pay and what they don't pay. And patients don't like it, and doctors are now suing to protect them and patients for this crappy policy. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about football, of course. That this anthem protest topic just doesn't go away. And apparently the NFL has now put that the sanctions and the fines and their policies for sitting out of the national anthem on hold until they could come to an agreement with the football union. However, we have a football coach from the University of North Carolina who says that the game of football in general is under attack. And if we don't control the changes that are happening to football, our country will go down. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we have to, unfortunately, give you guys updates on this. 17 people now have died when a duck boat in Missouri capsized on a Branson area lake. Death toll now risen to 17. All passengers and crew have now been accounted for, whether alive or dead. They say some of the fatalities, unfortunately, were children. Four adults and three children were brought to the hospital after the Thursday night accident, including two who remained in condition, critical condition on Friday. The other patients had minor injuries. They said those who died were between the ages of 1 and 70 years old, so within that range. Apparently, cell phone footage appeared to show the vessel taking on water and having trouble moving as rough waters pummeled the boat. A fast-moving storm came out of basically nowhere. But Jim Pattison Jr., president of Ride the Ducks, said that the vessel should not have been in the water. And that's the biggest question everybody has. Why was the vessel in the water with a storm coming? But they say the storm happened out of nowhere. He says, I don't have all the details, but to answer your question, no. It shouldn't have been in the water if what happened happened. This business has been operating for 47 years, and we've never had an incident like this or anything close to it. To the best of our knowledge, and we don't have a lot of information now, but it was a fast-moving storm that came out of basically nowhere, and sort of the verbal analysis I've got. Now, weather experts said a strong wind was blowing in the region, and those gusts became even more turbulent on the lake because there's no structures to slow it down. The winds were apparently in excess of 60 miles per hour. And multiple tornadoes had hit the Midwest, and so there was obviously a lot of storm activity going on. According to National Weather Service meteorologist Corey Rothstein, he said the lines of storms themselves were moving very quickly. There were 3 feet waves on the lake. And you're looking at footage, it just blows my mind that more boats didn't capsize. So the incident occurred at about 7 o'clock at night, Central Time. The land and water capable boat was ferrying 29 passengers and two crew members across the lake. It was not immediately clear if the vessel was filled to capacity at the time of the incident. There were life vests on the boat, but it wasn't immediately clear if the passengers had them on when the craft capsized. They said Raider said an off-duty sheriff's deputy near the boat during the incident immediately sprang to action, starting to get people to safety. Divers were currently at the lake searching for the missing people, did locate the boat underwater, and from what I understand, they found everybody that they thought, but we heard another report where they're still looking for people. The captain of the boat did survive, but the driver did not. The incident is under investigation. So two Ride the Ducks boats were in the water at the time. The other boat was able to make it to shore safely. They said a passenger on that boat is the one that took cell phone video to show how violent the water had become. You know, yesterday I was driving. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know, it was sunny. It's warm, you know, pretty warm out here. All of a sudden I'm driving and there's some rain. And we're like, all right, it's raining. And then, boom, floods. I thought, well, maybe it's because I drove into the storm, but out of nowhere, rain, a lot of rain, and then I'm seeing cars try to drive through flooded interstates. So I posted a picture. I didn't want to post a picture driving, so I stopped, took a picture of the side, just to warn people, don't be driving on this area. Really bad. And I think we underestimate how quickly storms go bad. There was a woman lying in the water. People saw she was unconscious. They were a lot of bystanders were starting CPR to help them. So Ride the Ducks is a 70-minute guided amphibious tour that takes the guests through scenic Ozarks on both land and water. Now, in the meantime, tornadoes have injured at least 17, hitting several Iowa towns. The central Iowa cities of Marshalltown, Von Durant, and Pella were hardest hit. 10 people injured. No deaths, thank God, reported. Now, Marshalltown is about 50 miles northeast of Des Moines, which is the state capital. A lot of homes, a lot of businesses were severely damaged. That city has about 27,000 people, and a state of emergency has been declared. Looking at pictures of the devastation, so it was bad weather day. So our thoughts and prayers are with those who suffered from these incidents. Okay, when we come back, is football and the demise of football going to take the country down with it? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Brad and Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as a lot of us are gearing up for football, many of you are kind of sick of the subject. I am actually sick of the anthem subject. I really wish the NFL could get it together. I think the NBA has already solved this. They worked it out with the players' union that, you know, you stand for the anthem. I mean, I don't understand why Goodell and the NFL, you know, can't, you know, get a hold of this. It's a PR nightmare. But the anthem protest policy that they had come up with where, all right, if you don't want to stand for the anthem, stay in the locker room. And if you do decide to go out during the anthem and then you kneel or not stand, you will be fined. So, I mean, it seemed reasonable, you know. You don't have to go out for the anthem if you don't want to. Well, the NFL has had to put a freeze on that policy. Because there's still a lot of controversy. And many players have said, oh, they're going to take the fine. Fine, they'll pay the fines. I mean, they're making millions and millions of dollars. The press, the attention they get. Didn't Colin Kaepernick get on the cover of Time magazine? I'm not saying they're doing it for that. I understand that they really feel that there is inequality and injustice when it comes to people of a certain race, and so I understand, and I will defend their right to protest. But the national anthem during a football game, I don't think is the right venue for that. There are tons of places to protest, and this is one of these things where, you know, do we get to pick and choose where people protest? We have freedom of speech. But do we, as a nation, get to choose where they can do their freedom of speech? And I believe that there are more effective ways to protest than during the national anthem, especially since we're all fatigued by it. And the networks, they aren't even playing the national anthem anymore. So what the players have to rely on is that the media will the next day publicize who sat out that we couldn't see. So, you know, maybe it'll, you know, end eventually, but I think we're going now into our third season where this is an issue. So as you know, in May, the NFL owners ratified a new policy that players could either stand for the anthem or stay in the locker room. And anyone on the field would draw a fine for his team if he does not stand to show respect for the flag and the anthem. The NFL Players Association filed a grievance over the policy earlier this month, saying it is inconsistent with their collective bargaining agreement that violates players' rights. The grievance is now on hold, too, and the two sides are hoping to negotiate a new agreement without heading to court. So the NFL and the NFLPA issued a joint statement, and they say, through recent discussions, we have been working on a resolution to the anthem issue. In order to allow this constructive dialogue to continue, we have come to a standstill agreement on the NFLPA's grievance and on the NFL's anthem policy. No new rules relating to the anthem will be issued or enforced for the next several weeks while these confidential discussions are ongoing. The NFL and NFLPA reflect the great values of America, which are repeatedly demonstrated by the many players doing extraordinary work in communities across our country to promote equality, fairness, and justice. Our shared focus will remain on finding a solution to the anthem issue through mutual good faith commitments outside of litigation. Okay, so this is where I have an issue. The national anthem and protesting for inequality are, you know, two different things. You know, the reason why we have the national anthem with football is because football is an American sport. So when we play football, we're celebrating America. And we're doing a multi-generational tradition of battling it out on a field, right? Trying to win, you know, points, touchdowns, et cetera, field goals. And we have the flag to show that while we play football, at least for a moment, we're unified. No politics, no BS, we're Americans. So many of these players who have protested said, oh, I'm not anti-American. I'm not anti-American. I'm protesting the police, or I'm protesting injustices, I'm protesting Trump. Well, then don't do your protest during the national anthem. The reason why Christina Aguilera comes out there and sings the national anthem, and during the Super Bowl, we also have the God Bless, is it the God? No, it's the Oh Beautiful, Oh Beautiful song. The reason why we do that is because we are showing the world that football is ours. You guys could call it football and it be soccer and whatever you guys do in your other countries. But football in America is football. And we are all standing, showing other countries pride in our country and strength. We're a strong country. You mess with one American, you mess with all of us. And we will stop during the revelries and the celebrations of one of our favorite sports to pay tribute to our flag and to our country. So when people use that time to protest something that they feel strongly in, but it's not technically anti-America. I mean, again, if you are protesting America and you don't want to be in America, well, then don't leave. You don't have to be in America. I mean, if you don't like America and you don't like football, then don't be there. But obviously these players like America and like football because they're there. They're on the team. They're making millions of dollars. So why are you protesting during the anthem unless it's secondary gain? Why don't, if you're going to take a knee, why aren't you taking a knee in the middle of the play? That'll really get attention. If you want to protest brutality, inequality, and you want to make a point, and you don't want to show you're anti-American, then why don't you take the knee at the line of scrimmage? Or take a knee when they're rushing the quarterback? No, because, you know, we're a part of the team and we're a part of the... Well, do you see why it just seems a little hypocritical. I have no problem with somebody protesting and you know, trying to make progress in things that they feel that we need progress in. But the national anthem is a whole separate thing. And I am very, very big on other countries' perception of us. Some people say, oh, I don't give a damn. Who cares? But I do. I mean, look at France and look at Brazil and, you know, these countries when it comes to soccer, you see their pride. Now, I don't know if anybody sits out of their anthems, but it wouldn't make sense if somebody sits out of France's anthem or Brazil or whatever. Then you would think it's because, okay, they don't like their country. And then you're like, well, why are you on their team? It just is confusing to me. Taking a knee during the national anthem means you don't like America and you don't want to be in America. Then don't be here. But if you want to protest something, you could do it a variety of different ways. And you could take a knee at any time during the football game. No, that doesn't make sense because the team could lose. This way, it doesn't affect the team, doesn't affect the contract, but we could still show our solidarity. So, again, I think it's really, really cool to see solidarity, but I also think it's really, really cool to see everybody stand for the anthem. Now, what I would like to see with all this, and we're going to be talking about this in the next segment, is all these meetings between the NFL and the NFLPA and all these discussions, I'd really like to see it about player safety. I'd really like to see all this work and all this passion and all these hours of negotiating on how to protect players. How to give them follow-up care. Maybe give them oxygen after every head injury. So when we come back, we have a football coach, college football coach, saying the more we try to tweak football, the more trouble it could be in. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're saying thanks in Iowa that 27 tornadoes that stormed across the central part of the state yesterday did not result in fatalities, though dozens of people were killed, and the destruction's monumental.
I've lived in this town for 25-plus years, and I've never seen anything like this before.
That's a police captain in the hard-hit town of Marshalltown. Meanwhile, Missouri Governor Mike Parson and President Trump are both tweeting, asking for America's prayers for the victims of a duck boat tragedy on a lake near Branson, Missouri last night. At least 13 people were killed, including some children. At least 4 people still missing. This woman witnessed it from the shoreline, saying it happened during a severe thunderstorm.
Winds were up to 90 miles an hour in some places around us, and it knocked out power lines, and trees were knocked over and across roadways.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Larry Fedora, head football coach at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, said that the game of football is, quote, under attack. Speaking to reporters during Press Atlantic Coach Conference, media says that Fedora believes that the sport is a large part of American culture, and that what's happening right now in football could change the game a decade down the road. He says, I fear the game will be pushed so far from what we know that we won't recognize it 10 years from now. And if it does, the country will go down too. And we're going to talk about this because we've seen a lot of things change. And concepts, whether it's do we tell a boy he's a boy and a girl she's a girl? Do we allow beauty pageants to exist? These are things that may seem trivial, right, to some. But when you start looking at everything all together, and the speed at which we are progressing, you wonder if, yeah, the country might not be recognizable 10 years from now. So, in terms of football, the coach says it's safer right now than it's ever been and acknowledges that while players do suffer injuries, it is a violent sport. And he says those who play understand those risks. He alleges that those who argue football is unsafe are, quote, twisting data and the information out there to use for whatever their agenda is, adding that he doesn't think it's been proven that the game of football causes CTE. Now, CTE is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. We've talked about how repeated blows to the head can cause damage to the brain, such that many people who have had multiple concussions, whether they're a football player or in the military or cheerleader, may later have depression, anxiety, mood disorders, suicidality. Aaron Hernandez appeared to be unfortunately a poster child for that, and he had committed suicide in prison that he was serving a sentence for murdering somebody. Fedora said that years ago he asked a 3-star military general why the armed forces of the U.S. are greater than other countries. And the general, according to the coach, said that's easy. We're the only football-playing nation in the world. He said most of all of our troops have grown up, have played the game at some point in their life at some level, and the lessons that they learned from that game is what makes us who we are. And again, I had just said in the previous segment how, you know, football is as American as they come. So now, the topic of us changing things so much that our country may be unrecognizable or our country may go down. So let's start with football, okay? Making football super safe, is it ruining the sport? And I think this coach is probably alluding to the fact that you have less young kids wanting to go into football. I don't blame him. You know, my kids, at first I had to be the, you know, I was like, no, you know, I really want you to rethink football. But I did allow them to play a little bit. And they came up with their own opinion that, oh, no, this isn't worth it. I do not want to have surgery on my knee. I don't want to have any more concussions. No. That's some scary, it's not worth it. And so I think a lot of kids are also coming to the conclusion that, I mean, if I'm not even going to make it to the NFL anyway, why would I be doing this just so I get a cool prom date? So, and my son made prom king after he was off the football team. So, we're starting to have a different attitude from a child standpoint about, is it really worth it? And with less kids going into football, then you have less college recruits. And with less college recruits, you'll later have less NFL recruits. So you may not have enough competition, and you may not have the best of the best players. Now, boxing. I mean, you get hurt in boxing. So are we going to later do away with boxing? You get hurt in baseball. You know, there's this idea that you need to protect the players from injuries. But the reason why these sports are so popular is because you want to see somebody slide into home. You want to see somebody get tackled. That's what football is about. And then now, let's look at the animalistic instinct, or the animalistic aspect. Humans want to be aggressive. We can't just always be in suit and ties and sitting at a desk with perfect posture. We're animals. We want to spar. We want to fight. And if we don't get a good fight in for a while, we may make a fight. So football, in a way, in an argument, has allowed people who really want to get aggressive to be able to, through an avatar, their football players, take out their aggression. So let's say you hate Green Bay, and you really want to see some Packers get their butt kicked, but you don't want to physically do it. So you see the Cowboys play the Packers, and the Cowboys kick the Packers' butt. which is rare. I understand that. I get that. Okay, we're being hypothetical. You feel a sense of satisfaction, but you didn't necessarily have to be in that fight. Now, I'm not saying we sacrifice people for the greater good, but it has been understood now, there's an understanding that those who want to box or play sports or play soccer or play football are getting paid a lot of money, getting fame, and being compensated for using their body to give us entertainment. Now, if that's a concept that our society will not allow anymore, say no. We are not going to stand by and let people get hurt. Then football will go away. Absolutely. Because, you know, we've all watched the Pro Bowl. It sucks. Soccer will go away. Baseball. Well, it's not a contact sport. It is a contact sport. First baseman has to touch a player. Get him out. It is a contact sport. Shortstop usually falls. So the contact with the ground. Boxing gone. Wrestling gone. Beauty pageants now are going away. Some people really laud that, saying, yeah, you know, women are not eye candy. They shouldn't be asked to walk around in a bathing suit and all that. But the women who do it want to. Man, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be Miss America so badly. Wear a beautiful gown and have everybody go, ooh, ah. In the animal kingdom, animals like to strut their stuff. You see ducks, you see peacocks. Usually they're the males. But animals do want to be the awe of other animals. So here we are trying to, as a society, protect other people. When it's kind of in our instinct to do these things. People want to punch it out. People want to tackle. People want to be looked at and gawked at. Not everybody. But if they don't, then don't enter the pageant. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, sex slaves. We're not talking about, you know, people being forced to do something with a gun to their head. Then, you know, we're probably going to get rid of the he, she. I'm already hearing in colleges use the term Z-H-E, or it, or no pronoun, they, them. We're changing our grammar. A person walks into the store, they say this. They is plural. 1-877 Doc Dolly, we'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the number of cyclospora infections linked to McDonald's salads have now ballooned to over 160 people and spread to a total of 10 states, according to the CDC. News of the outbreak was first reported by the CDC last week. Illnesses were reported in Iowa and Illinois. And as of July 13th, roughly one quarter of 90 people who fell sick mid-May had reported eating a McDonald's salad in the days before falling ill. Then an additional 15 cases were reported in Iowa. Now health officials are saying we're up to 163 cases in Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Florida. Likely linked to salads from McDonald's restaurants. I'm so blown away that somebody goes to a McDonald's and actually orders a salad. I mean, you can get a salad anywhere. If you're going to go to McDonald's, you're going to McDonald's for a burger and for fries. You don't go there for a salad. It's like you don't go to Outback Steakhouse for a taco. You go there for a steak. I just don't get that. Three people have been hospitalized, and fortunately, nobody has died. The FDA also confirmed that the Florida case stems from a McDonald's purchase that had been made in Kentucky. So somebody bought in Kentucky, maybe, and then drove to Florida. Who knows? So the CDC and FDA are currently investigating the outbreak along with local and state officials. Now, following initial reports of the outbreak, McDonald's said it was voluntarily removing salads from some locations and distribution centers out of an abundance of caution, with plans to restock restaurants with salads from other suppliers. They believe about 3,000 restaurants in the Midwest are going to be affected. They're closely monitoring the situation. Now, the Cyclospora chitinensis parasite, it's spread by ingesting food or water contaminated with feces. It is most commonly found in developing countries, but several outbreaks linked to imported produce have reached the U.S. in recent years. Symptoms include watery diarrhea and frequent, sometimes explosive, bowel movements. We've talked about cyclosporiasis. I have an article on my website if you need at drdahlia.com, but we'll keep you guys posted. Again, no issue with McDonald's French fries, McDonald's cheeseburgers, the Big Mac, the Filet-O-Fish. Or the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, quarter pounder, French fries, Icy Coke, Big Shake, Sundaes, and apple pies. Again, nobody orders a salad at McDonald's. I really don't get this. Salmonella outbreak in 26 states linked to raw turkey. Public health officials are investigating this outbreak now. The CDC says 90 people have been infected. Luckily, no deaths. But 40 people have had to go to the hospital. Here are the states. Alaska, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Now, the CDC said the strain of salmonella is linked to raw turkey products from multiple sources, even including dog food containing raw turkey. Officials say they have not identified a single common supplier, however, linked to the turkey products. Now, the agency is not advising stores to stop selling raw turkey products. They say consumers can continue to eat properly cooked turkey products. So, we have salmonella issues with raw chicken, eggs. I mean, if we know that food is contaminated, we will prevent that from being bought. But the reason why you cook a turkey and you cook a chicken and you make sure that you heat it up, I believe it's, 165 degrees? And you make sure you cook it properly is because you don't want to get salmonella. So there's a salmonella risk or a variety of other foodborne illness risks all the time with these foods. So my question is, do people not know how to cook raw turkey? One thing I'm wondering is you have a lot of people for health, and mind you, I'm not making fun of anybody who buys a McDonald's salad or eats turkey burgers. I'm not making fun of you guys. I mean, I have in the past and I will in the future, but right now I'm not making fun of you. But, people who are doing that are trying to eat healthier. I've bought ground turkey and I've made turkey burgers for the kids. So my guess is what could probably be happening is a lot of us like our burgers medium. Some like medium rare. I don't like medium rare. My steak's medium rare. I'll do medium. Medium well or well done is just too much. But you kind of like the softness of the meat. Well, you could maybe get away with that with red meat. So my guess is what's happening is people are doing the same thing with the turkey burgers. They forget that the turkey meat has more potential for illness because it's poultry. So they cook it halfway, and then people get sick. Now, the CDC says to wash your hands, make sure any raw turkey is cooked thoroughly, and to carefully wash areas where the raw turkey is handled. They're also telling dog owners to avoid raw food diets. So salmonella symptoms, they appear 12 to 72 hours after exposure, include diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps, and the illness usually lasts between 4 and 7 days. So why are foodborne illnesses on the rise? So according to Click on Detroit, they say foodborne illnesses hit 1 in 6 Americans every year. CDC estimates that 48 million people get sick due to one or another 31 pathogens. 128,000 people end up in the hospital. 3,000 die every year. Globally, 1 in 10 people get sick. My theory, before we go into their theory, is we're in too big a hurry. We're in way too big a hurry these days. So we like the on-the-go foods. We like the on-the-go salads. We're not going to make our own salad at home. We're going to stop by a McDonald's drive-thru and get a salad. We're going to not wait for our burger to be fully cooked. We're not going to clean our house. A lot of us don't clean like we used to. I remember our family. I remember Grandma. Man. Scrubbing the place from top to bottom. A lot of us, we just wipe the counter with a wipe. So I think that's a biggie. They say 15 of the 200 illness clusters investigated each year turn out to be actual outbreaks. As of Thursday, the CDC has declared 13 multi-state outbreaks so far this year. Campylobacter, Listeria, Salmonella, Shigella, Vibrio, Yersinia. And even though surveillance has drastically improved, we're seeing more reports. Why? I don't think they know officially. Maybe you have more people at risk. Maybe there's a bunch of us not as healthy as we think. So we used to be able to withstand getting sick. Maybe we used to eat healthy, such that our gut microbiome wouldn't even tolerate other pathogens and protect our gut. But maybe nowadays we eat like crap, so we don't have that protection. Maybe we have more people with suppressed immune systems. Maybe it's because we have more baby boomers. Maybe we have more people who are diabetic. Maybe we have more people getting cancer treatment. They also think that it could be environmental factors. Maybe because of, I don't know, some people think global warming and climate change. Things are warmer. So we're not refrigerating as well. Things are being left out there. Maybe we see more flooding, hurricanes. There's a lot of different things that could be going on. But I would say a big thing is we're getting more lazy, and we're also trying to be more healthy in terms of eating fresher foods, and we don't cook fresher foods. 1-877-GOT-DELI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.